This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. And in grand final week, we are honoured with the presence of the boss of the AFL, Gil McLaughlin.
So you're in charge around here, is that fair to say?
Absolutely, I'm the boss.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Round 21.
Like a boss.
Round 21.
Like a boss.
Yeah, sit down.
I'm the boss.
And in the middle of one of the most comprehensive victory laps I've witnessed.
Oh, has he been on fire early? Started well.
Breasting the tape.
Oh, wow.
Nice to have the boss in. Gil, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB. Billy, boys, thanks for having me.
Oh, now the phone. You're just ferocious at the minute. This is. I can't believe you're in here live, middle of the grand final week.
That's the respect I have for this show. Not necessary for you blokes, for the show.
Have you got Don James Brayshaw there and your latest text?
I just was doing some research, Billy, about a question you asked me before we went on air.
I've got a question for you. Because Jim doesn't like the Brownlow night as such. He reckons it goes too long.
Well, it doesn't anymore. I said it was the other night was brilliant.
I know Gil's here, so you're backpedaling a little
bit. Did I say that, Raps?
But you don't like it. But he's got a new girlfriend, fiancée.
Mate, 9 years.
The lovely Lisa.
Are you engaged?
Who Gil knows very well.
Mm. Anyway, Lisa loves the Brownlow. She wants to go to the Brownlow. So Jim has to, this is what I hear, ring or text you, Gil, and say, oh, Gil, old mate, how are you, buddy? Yeah, we're going well. Geez, you're going well. That Tassie team will be good, the
As
AFLW.
If I'd bother the boss, Jim, with a request like that when he's got enough to do.
And you requested 2 tickets to the Brownlow medal for you and Lisa. Gil, is this correct or not?
Well, what is James's official position, knowing that I've opened my phone?
James, yes.
I'm always invited. Whether I say yes or not.
When was the last time you went?
This year, when I'd finished at North Melbourne.
So six years
ago.
Yes. And Lisa wants to go. So what happened, Gil?
I just want to know what your official position is. Did you or didn't you ask me?
Well, I don't remember that far back, to be honest. That's my official position.
Give us a look at that text you got there.
Well, he's not in categorical denial like he was beforehand, exactly. So we might not need to use that, but it was a pleasure to have Lisa there.
And
less so you, but certainly Lisa added to the glamour of the evening.
And do you know what happened when he got there to the big night? Oh, Lisa's all dolled up and she waltzes through the red carpet and does all that, gets into the room, bowls up to the table. No place card on the table for Jim or Lisa.
No, that's true. After RSVPing twice. So I got helped out by the magnificent staff. We ended up sitting on a Brownlow medalist's table.
There was, all I would like to say, it was a great night.
Yeah.
And the events team have been unbelievable. But when you move it forward by a night all of that, there was maybe a couple of, I apologise on behalf of the team, but I would defend them. They were amazing. And I thought it was a great night.
It was a ripping night. And I know Seven helped with this, as do the AFL. It's been brought forward by about half an hour. I think it was an earlier finish.
Yeah, I reckon it's actually almost an hour.
Yeah, great.
Probably half an hour, but somewhere between half an hour, and it makes a big difference.
Are you going to miss?
And it's tighter, isn't it?
Are you going to miss that bit? Because I know the bloody 4:30 finishes at night, and all of the stress of running or keeping the commission informed, etc., running a massive business. But I get the feeling with you, the showbiz side of the job, you actually have enjoyed.
He gets his eye in.
I don't dislike it. I mean, it's not as though I go, it's amazing, but when you're that night, close contest, fun, energetic room, it's certainly not bad. It's not something I'll be mourning, but I don't dislike it. And if that's, I'm not trying to hedge my bets. And you feel lucky to be in the position where, you're calling out Paddy Cripps as the winner in the last vote of the night, and you're trying to put a bit of drama in and trying to do your bit to make it a special night for our million supporters and clearly the winner. And I think it came together pretty well the other night, and there is some fun in that, no doubt about that.
It is. You read the play beautifully. Just quickly get through those games get rid of them.
I had someone text me saying, their son was the first ever Brownlow moment. We went too quiet. He didn't have his moment. I'm like, I'm probably not going to apologise for that.
Exactly right.
Who is the hardest name to say?
Well, what is hard is saying Essendon fast three times.
Yes.
So when you're going to try to get Essendon out of the way, yep, and had a couple of wins, you're going Essendon, Essendon, not to drop the N, Wayne, yep, Jackson style. I used to end up saying Essendon. I always get confused about, say Zach Tui or Zach Merritt. When you say Z, it's Z or Z. Every time I end up saying Z and it doesn't sound right, Zed Merritt.
Yes, Z
sounds weird, but that's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
GWS is tricky. So it's not, and then there are the odd name. Like I got, I think someone clipped me that I said Petrarca, not Petrarca.
I think he clipped you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So I only got told that on doing SEN this morning, but I don't know. I always thought it was Petrarca. What do you call him?
I've called him Petrarca, but I'm sure got it wrong.
Well, I certainly don't intend to do that. No. I think mostly we get them right. And
Did you kick on and have a dance or a sing?
I had two or three beers and that was it. We had a full board meeting and then a president's meeting, that whole Tassie thing the next day. So it was sort of, and I was probably 15 lengths off the pace when I get off the stage. You know, drinking, rolling into that room at about quarter to 11. Yeah, it was a hard field to catch up to.
Well, speaking of the dancing and the
very good dancing. We love that with Delta. How good was she, by the way?
Stylish, spectacular.
Great voice.
Yeah.
She was wooed by you. She was all went all funny. You know?
I don't know. She was either terrified or wooed. And I'll take the wooed.
But so your dancing was really good. We love that. But your singing.
Yeah, well, I cannot sing. For someone who's spent a lot of time late at night in my early years and enjoy the and love music, I know that I can't sing, and I've never done a karaoke anywhere in the world. I've never got up, despite a lot of opportunities and lead-in. So that was I was bullied into that.
How do you? Well, I'm about to say, how do you explain this?
Bullied.
So I would have thought knowing the words, that might have put you in good stead.
So I'm asked to come up to sing a song. I didn't know what it was. I can't sing. He came, to Pete's great credit, he would not let up, and he kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And I tried, I looked at all my team to say, someone who can sing, help me out. And I think you do get to that point, you either, it is more embarrassing to be the guy who doesn't have a crack than someone who's know they're going to fail, but you have to do it. And I got to that moment, I just had to go.
Had to do it.
And I was a spectacular fail, but I decided it was better than that than being the guy who doesn't get up.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break with the boss. More with Gil McLachlan after this.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, who went to the Japanese opera, they sang in Italian with some sublines.
Sublines?
Jim? JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and the boss of the AFL, Gil McLachlan, stuck around.
What are you going to do when you finish up? When are you finishing up, by the way? Like, do you know where the finish line is?
Should be somewhere between now and Christmas. I thought I might be able to get away with the grand final, but I committed to Richard and to everyone. I didn't set a date. I said the end of the year, and there was these things I would do to finish, which was broadcast, the Tasmanian stuff. There's a couple of others in there, club funding deals, CBA. So I can see an end line with all of that. I think if you set a date, it sort of everyone works around that. So it'll be when those are done, and I reckon that'll be in the next couple of months.
And then what's the first port of call post that?
I'm going to go to New Zealand for a few days to with a couple of mates, and then going overseas into South America in early December. And I haven't been overseas for a long time, so I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Because you've got four kids, haven't you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Laura is a champion.
Oh, I have to be.
That's what's occurred.
It's a lot of kids. We've got four kids. They're bloody expensive.
They are expensive, yeah. Mm. And mine are sort of like little animals, so it's sort of they're hard to manage.
So the Tassie thing, just for the, we all wonder, we'd love to see it. How's it looking now?
Yesterday was a pretty important day. We had sort of 11 work streams. We've got a broad funding agreement with the state government. There's sort of list management plans. Whole series of things being done. The stadium, there's a funding commitment from the government around that. That's the last one to work through. So now all of the information's with the clubs.
Yep.
They asked a lot of questions yesterday, and they're taking all that information away. And I reckon they'll need a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and then they'll come back. And so I reckon there's, you know, we're the momentum is good, but there's a few steps to go through yet.
Do you need a roof on the stadium?
I reckon, you do. I mean, it is, I remember actually, we played one Friday night game down there.
Oh, yeah, Richmond.
That's the only time we played on a Friday in Tassie. It was Richmond North.
Yeah.
And JB was there. And
the coldest night in history.
I've never been as cold at a game of football in my life. And it was to the point where you almost couldn't think.
No, it was.
I thought I had to sit in a jury, but I was not comfortable, and everyone basically retreated. And I thought, you can't be down here playing night football like this. You need a lid.
Now, tell us about your own legacy. What do you, when you leave the game, what do you think you're most going to be appreciated for?
Oh, that's for others to judge.
Both. Well, women's league for a start was a massive thing that came in your time.
Yeah, listen, I hope that I'd like to think we had a crack during the time, and I'm pretty proud where we got, where footy's pumping again, and it was a bit disconnected when we started, and got the money to invest and to continue to grow. We're really national. As I said, women are playing, you know, we've got a good balance sheet. I feel it's in good nick, but I get uncomfortable talking about all that. It's for others to judge, but I feel very good about what everyone's done and where football is and the money there to obviously do it for people to invest going forward.
Well, one of the things I loved about you was your love of the clubs, and that was instant as soon as you walked in. You would have come across some incredibly impressive presidents in your time.
I knew this would come.
Some blokes that really Frank stood Costa. Out as being, you know, unbelievably, you know, visionaries, wouldn't you?
Who's been the best and the worst? No, you can't say that. Who have you enjoyed working with?
That's one of the joys of this game. And there's not everyone you think's right up your alley, but generally it is filled with good people who care about the game, and people are serious and there's arguments, but generally everyone's, you know, moves on and gets on with it, and you're lucky. And you know, I see James, you go, you know, socially, you know, that there's I'll take a lot of friends out of this, and that's been a hugely big part of this role for me.
So there were times when you were standing up on the dais addressing all the presidents, the commission there as well, you would have looked up probably normally to the back left and seen myself, Stephen Kernahan, and the late, great Jim Steins. And I reckon there were times when you would have said, I don't reckon those three understand a word I've said in the last half hour.
Well, I had sort of a crayon picture. That you
dot to dot.
Oh, I'm not talking about the other two, just for you, Jim.
Yeah.
The great Jimmy Steins, and we're pre-recording this so we can edit it properly. He used to lean into me and give it the, what the f*** is he talking about?
What did you say?
During the break, we'll work it out. That's
it. Who's been your favourite player? Do you have favourites?
I think everyone has favourites. I think if the playing picks up the off field as well, I think it's hard not to do that. I mean, Nick Riewoldt is up there. Paddy Dangerfield's a favourite. Yeah. I do think Joel Selwood's one of the greats. They're the three of my sort of period who, you know, the combination of what they do on the field and then also the people they are off of, sort of, I'll give you three names, yeah.
Mm, good. And, of course, your mother, Sylvia, she loves the Cats. Have you got her a ticket?
A nutbag, yeah.
No, she's great. She loves the Cats, doesn't she?
Oh, she's unhinged.
Yeah, she is.
You know that. You got anyone who sits near her, she's season tickets down at the Cattery, and it's the same routine. So she has her six mates she goes with every week, has for years.
Yeah.
The row in front, she either whacks them on the head or scrubs their hair first game and has these little sort of psychic things she does. They turn around going, what are you doing? I get the call, second home going, can you come down and talk to the people in front? They go, all right. So they tolerate every year, and next year there's a new set of people because they've asked to be moved.
And now, Robbie Williams, you'll be pumped with. I know you take a very personal view as to who the entertainment is, and Robbie is a global superstar.
He's a big name. I'm not sure if anyone bigger than him. And we obviously had Ed Sheeran, the Killers. So he's right up there.
The Loaf.
That was before your time, Loaf.
No,
I was not the chief executive.
We blame Gil for that.
But I reckon he'll be a huge act, and he's doing 18 minutes on whatever it is, quarter two on Saturday. And I think I haven't had since I've been around almost a grand final that feels as big as this. So there's you need, everyone wants a ticket.
Yeah,
people coming from everywhere, and I think he's a big name for what's going to be a big day.
Do you know these two clubs have never played in a grand final?
Is that right?
Yeah.
when Melbourne played Sydney, they were both inaugural, if you count South Melbourne, they were inaugural teams in the opening VFL, and it was only the third time they'd played in a final in 150 years.
Yeah. It's incredible.
But I can't believe Geelong and the Swans, Sydney and South Melbourne.
Have never played in a grand final.
Never played in grand final. And they're original clubs.
The foundation clubs.
Foundation clubs, which is unbelievable.
It is.
Well, I always like your words.
You better
when you speak, you say, may the best team win and may luck play no part in it. And that is true, because we don't want that. We just want merit to come through on the day.
100%. I mean, it's a big deal for the clubs in their broader sense, the players and the type of their supporters, and you just want the best team to win, and that you hope it comes down to the last moment.
Oh no!
And that someone does something great to win it, and that nothing else comes into it. So that's what we're hoping for, a close game where luck plays no part.
Well done on an amazing time as the CEO of the AFL. As one of your mates, I've been waiting with bated breath for you to make a complete ass of yourself so I could properly jump on top of you, but you just haven't. And that's annoying me.
Well, wait. Now I've the holder. We've all had our moments, but thanks for the support. Thanks for bringing the energy and the fun to football. We appreciate it.
Good on you. Thanks,
AFL CEO Gil McLaughlin on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.